Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hour 2, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. It's time now for Cowboys Twitter. Top tweets going viral about America's team. Brian Schottenheimer's press conference is scheduled for 15 minutes from now up there at the Star, and we will take you there when it goes live. This Cowboys team is bad. I think the bigger question is not 2025. It's when could you possibly see them being good again? Like, how many player acquisition windows is this going to take for them to solve all the problems on their team? Might need a new right tackle. Brian wants him to try Nate Thomas out there. The second-year player didn't play at all his rookie year, but he's been okay. But that's how bad it was with Terrence Steele. We'll get more Cowboys Twitter here in just a second. Latest on NBA gambling. The league is reassessing its position on legal sports betting, how it should be regulated, what type of bets should be allowed, and the best ways to protect players from the dire risks that gambling can impose upon their careers and livelihoods. League wrote in the memo that it's exploring ways to enhance the integrity monitoring programs to better use AI and other tools to synthesize all available data from betting operators, social media, and other sources to identify betting activity or concern. Right there at the end, that's where this thing is headed. There's no way they're actually going to turn their backs on all the gambling money that's flowing in. What they need to do is enhance the monitoring to make players feel like there's no way I could possibly get away with this.
Yeah.
I don't know how much they care about the players being harassed by people that lose wagers. If you gave them a truth serum, they'd probably say comes with the territory. It's not that different from fantasy sports. But when it comes to their players gambling on it and the blow to the integrity, but this might just be the tip of the iceberg, and we'll be tracking everything that has to do with this. Have you heard about Shoddy's presser? Is he going to go on time? Or
I could ask Scott Chigolnik on that real quick.
That would be amazing. Thank you, sir. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones agreeing postgame the team is far from being one player away off the Twitter account of Nick Harris. Are we one player away on defense? I think we're not. I think we're more than that away. But what we're closer than it looks in my mind. It's executing better on defense. If you get everybody healthy, does he have a point? Like, how much was losing Wilson and Hooker from your safety room a massive impact on yesterday's game?
None.
Really?
None. They weren't good when they were playing.
They're better than that, weren't they?
It might have looked a little better. Maybe you don't give up that one touchdown over the top to Troy Franklin where it seemed like nobody wanted to guard him and it floats right over Shamar James. But this defense, Donovan Wilson, I don't think is very good. And Malik Hooker, they'll tell you he's super smart, but Malik Hooker is a guy that'll have a great game and then does nothing for 6 weeks, and then here's a good game for you. I mean, I kind of agreed with Brian 2 years ago when you were like, you could upgrade here. I think safety is, again, one of those positions that they've totally overvalued who they've got, and none of these guys, I think they're all pretty average. I don't think any of them are special.
Brian, were the safeties help yesterday?
They were a problem, man. I'll tell you what, that's something that, to me, that when you look at overall, though, that I just think the middle of the defense has been real poor this year.
Yeah.
You know, and they've struggled at defensive tackle. They've struggled clearly at inside linebacker. They've clearly struggled at safety. I think your defense, when it's when you're bad on three levels and you're bad up the middle, it's just it makes your defense a lot worse.
Yeah, they had like undrafted corners playing safety yesterday.
They had no choice.
They had to move Reddie Stewart over.
Reddie Stewart playing free safety, and one of the pass plays they had that went downfield on a third down was, Reddie Stewart is playing like a true free safety, and Reddie Stewart probably played free safety in two practices this week, and all of a sudden now he's in the game trying to play as a third down defender. I'm not making excuses for him or anything like that, but they Denver had a plan for how they were going to attack you. They clearly had a plan of who they were going to go after when he was out there. And unfortunately, on the other side, when they lose their best player, you don't attack them.
That was weird.
Sertan goes down.
Yeah, and when Sertan goes down, you're thinking like, okay, here's some opportunities. You keep throwing the ball at Riley Moss, and you're like, he keeps making plays, and you're like going, well, what's the problem here?
You got one-on-one with George Pickens. You're not taking it every time?
There's things that coaches do that I don't understand.
Or maybe Dak does.
Yeah. I don't understand that. And like I said, they clearly, Sean knew who your worst defenders were on the field the other day. And especially throwing the ball. That's who they isolated on to make these plays.
That's one of the things I love too, because going into the game, we're talking about how, Bo Nix leads the league in throwing screens at the line of scrimmage, playing scared, and they came into this one going, no, we're good. Yeah. We're going to have all day back there, and even Bo Nix can just throw it to wide open dudes all day.
Well, and looking at some of the still shots, I didn't watch the all 22 this morning, but it appeared on multiple plays like he could have picked any one of his targets.
Absolutely. Yes.
Like, I'll take this guy, absolutely, that guy. Like, everybody is just getting cooked out there. So I'm looking for reasons to believe the Cowboys will look at this trade deadline as a chance to totally fix the team and go all in, put all the picks in play, trade both the ones, trade a two. So when Jerry says, are we one player away? I think we're not. I'm thinking, okay, maybe he's looking at it similarly, like the gambler is back. But then he says, we're closer than it looks in my mind. It's just executing better on defense. You can't
say that because they're physically, he can't say that. They're physically getting beat up front. They're physically, when they line up in formations in tight condensed formations, And you know damn good and well they're about to run crack toss and you can't do anything about it. When they line up with a wide receiver and you're all bunched there and everybody's getting blocked. The Mozzie's getting reached, the ends are getting reached, edges are getting cracked, and now the ball's and there's no alley player, no force player, and you know what damn play they're gonna run, and you still can't stop it. That's the thing that's so disheartening right now is you have just no ability to get stops the way you need to get stops. And they were able to get some stops against the Commanders because, again, the quarterback didn't play particularly well for the Commanders and their wide receivers were completely out of the game. But, you found a way to get some stops then. But when you absolutely had to have some stops in that game the other day, you couldn't. And it's a shame. It really, really is a shame because I would have never said that Bo Nix was a better quarterback than Daniels.
But would you agree that if you could get a defensive tackle and a defensive end, that would change?
I personally feel like, though, and Vach Lombardi and I did a show this morning, and we also did some stuff on DallasCowboys.com today. And my thought and his thought were, if you somehow could go and pry that guy from the Raiders – if you pry him away from them, they just say, yes, okay, we'll trade him to you. I would turn around and the gang of seven that you could get, gang of seven's telling me you could get Quinnen Williams for a second round pick.
That's wild.
Hell yeah.
I would turn around and I would give the two ones and I'd give a second round pick to go get Quinnen Williams. I'm not, and Zach had a really good good idea last night in the post game.
Really?
He goes, listen, don't think about this as 10 games.
Yes.
Think about this as 3 years.
Yeah.
Think about players that you have for 3 years that you could use. Don't just think about the 10 games. Think about going in forward. Now you've added two.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All pro, Pro Bowl players to your defense. And now figure out ways to kind of build around that. But if you told me Kenny Clark and you told me Quinnen Williams and you also had the opportunity to get Max Crosby all playing on the same line, I think you got a better Donovan Ezeraku potentially. I think you got a pretty good front there.
So let's talk about the reports out of the weekend that the Cowboys tried to get both Crosby and Hendrickson and have been told no. Is that a firm stop sign here with a week to go?
Not with me, it wouldn't be. I would keep bothering. Like, I'm sure that Jerry and Steven were fielding calls about Micah Parsons. You know? Yeah, like, hey, were you guys interested in really trading Micah Parsons? What will it take? No, we're not going to trade Mike. And then all of a sudden, you know, we're going to trade Micah Parsons. You keep calling until that last deadline, until that, okay, we tried, we can't get it done. But like I say, trading for Max Crosby is premium stuff. Trading for, say, Phillips or somebody at Miami, that's a little bit different thing. You're probably looking at compensatory picks and things like that. But that wouldn't stop me from trying to add Quinnen Williams too. Add a couple of guys here. You know, you can take that one pick you have left and move it and get more twos or whatever you want to do. Get more picks if you feel like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you add two potential All-Pro players to your team
and you have them locked up for a few years.
Exactly.
And a lot of this is based on the fact too that not only are you trying to win in this Dak window right now, but also, because you have not proven that you can actually evaluate defensive talent in the draft.
Exactly. That's what it's all about.
And this is the biggest issue. And not that I'm trying to hold on to Matt Eberflus. I mean, there's things that are plenty wrong with what's going on with Matt Eberflus. I don't think the player's been particularly good. I don't think the defensive coordinator's been particularly good. But here we are now. We're into a get rid of the defensive coordinator. The fourth defensive coordinator you've had now in what, 4 years? Three years, four? Mm-hmm. I mean, now you're making a change. Okay, they're going to tell us that, like, that means get rid of the whole staff again. That means get rid of all those guys. Now we're going to start all over again. Now these defensive players, these coaches are going to come in, and they're going to have a say in the draft. Or they're going to have a say in personnel. They're going to have a say, you know, and it's on the defensive side, it's a vicious cycle right now.
Yeah.
With every year having a new defensive coordinator and every year having a different way that these, I personally, if it was me and I was the Joneses, I would just tell Will McClay, you're running the draft, you pick the players, and we're gonna and you handle it how you want to handle it, instead of Will having to referee the Joneses, the coaches, and his own scouts.
Yeah. Will, help us find out what defensive style we want to use and what traits we want on players, and you just draft those. If you need to change it any time, let us know. We'll find coaches that are excited to run with those kind of guys.
If you looked at your team, if you really, really, and I think Will McClay is smart enough to do this, but he probably had to go with what Jerry and Steven, and if they're driving around listening, please call in and tell me that I'm wrong. But Will's trying to make sure that everything is kind of like the coaches are okay. The Joneses are okay. This guy, if you're going out, and this is why when coaching searches don't go very long, did you really evaluate what players you have scheme-wise to fit? Mm-hmm, is right. Matt Eberflus a scheme fit for the players you're currently playing with, which, by the way, are Dan Quinn's players, Mike Zimmer's players, and you know, and now Matt Eberflus's players, you know? So did you really, by not going through and really evaluating your defense, you know, look at what it took the offensive line coaches a few games to kind of figure out all the pin and pull stuff. Remember when they were talking to us in at the draft, Zach, about that, when they were saying, hey, well, we might do this, we might, yeah, they kind of figured out what, okay, we want to try this scheme, but yeah, we figured out what players can do it, and that's why I think the offense is kind of adjusted to it better than what's going on in the defense.
Yeah, they're just flat out better coaches, and not only is he assuming a handful of players that maybe he didn't like, but the ones that he went and handpicked,
yeah,
right? Hey, I got to have Osa. He's been bad. Hey, yeah. Give me Kenneth Murray. Yeah. I don't need Eric Kendricks. Give me Kenneth Murray. We'll spend $7 million on him. That's a joke. Jack Sanborn. That's been a joke.
Now, I'll tell you this about Jack Sanborn, and this is just throw out a stat. When Jack Sanborn's played, teams have only rushed the ball for 3.9 yards a carry. When he's off the field, it's been 5.6. Now, he's the one guy.
Pretty good.
He's one guy that has a number below 4. Even Kenny Clark's 4.5.
That's wild.
He's gotten bad. There's no way you keep him. Yeah. $20 million you save on the cap, moving on from Kenny Clark, no-brainer.
Yeah, and that's kind of exciting to think about how they could spend that money, but they got to spend it the right way. I would say Matt Eberflus is a good coach. He's not the problem. If anything in this scenario is, it's the Joneses' belief that he could make anything better out of this. I was in denial earlier in the season about how bad the talent was, and I thought it had to be Eberflus's fault, but the more time that goes on, the more tape that you get, guys just are not getting off blocks, they're not getting enough penetration, and you know, Matt Eberflus has such a long resume of success. I think it probably hit a fever pitch on Cowboys Twitter last night, people demanding the firing of Matt Eberflus, but you cannot watch these games and seriously believe that these players are capable in any scheme of being effective. So I would say just keep Eberflus for continuity. You know, the Joneses trust him. He's a good coach. Keep him for continuity. Just find players that you know, that fit his system a little bit better. That's a very interesting stat about Jack Sanborn.
Yeah, he's the only Cowboy defender when on the field that the opponent rushes for 4 yards or less.
Well, he's strong and he's in position. He's not jumping around blocks.
Yeah, just don't have him cover anybody. You know, okay.
I would love to know the yards given up as the closest defender in that situation.
Oh, the pass guy,
success rate against the pass. And I wonder if you can filter out that Eagles game and just start every other game and see how he's done, because it just doesn't feel that way at all.
No, it doesn't. He's part of the problem, not part of the solution.
Well, they've said he's had 114. He's had 114 run snaps. And he's had 20 tackles in 114 run snaps. And he's had two run stuffs, which if you look like your number one guy, I think has 5 or 6. And that,
I think he's a solid rotational player. The problem is he's having to start for you, and when he's active, he's having to play 90%+ of the snaps.
All right, let's roll out of here because Shoddy's scheduled to start talking soon, Brian.
Yeah, no word from Scott Chigolnik yet. He says he's checking on it for me. So
okay, we'll get Krusty's Corner probably on the other side. Some film takeaways.
Sounds good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.